Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Rafael Devers via translator yesterday in Fort Myers. We'll get to the latest reporting from Sean McAdam in a moment here on Jones and Keefe. Plus all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We'll update the Jones and Keefe bracket, end of the hour. We have a Friday four-pack on the way about a half an hour from now at 11:30. Go nowhere. We'll get to that coming up. But real quick, before we get to the latest reporting from McAdam and more of that press conference, I can't get over how strange it is. And it's nothing more than that. This isn't a larger criticism on Devers. It's just odd that Tom Caron asks a question in English. He answers it immediately in Spanish.
Yeah.
Then the translator translates the answer, which you and I both have the same suspicion. The guy's not really answering and translating
what
Devers is saying.
So. Yeah.
I'll give you another example coming up where he catches himself in the middle of answering it and changes it on the fly. The whole thing yesterday was odd. The whole situation with Devers, Bregman, and the Red Sox is odd. And I don't like the smell of the whole thing, Keith. I don't.
No, it is bad. It's been a rough offseason or, preseason, whatever you want to call it, for Rafael Devers. You know, this should be a great time for the Red Sox. They actually added to the roster. This player in particular was bitching about it a year ago through his interpreter.
Get us players.
Get us players.
Get us talent.
They got you players, and now you're pissed about it. Yeah. And now this whole third base thing. But then what's making it even worse is he's not ready to go. And they keep pushing his start time back. So it's hard for you to complain about where you play when you can't even play. And the team is in a better spot. The team is better with Bregman than without Bregman. And yet Devers, who has this massive contract, really the only significant contract. Like, Bregman makes a lot for this year.
Yeah.
But it's short-term. $100 million deal
it's
is Rafael Devers.
And $120 million in Major League Baseball really is, 40 AAV is a lot. But $120 million compared to the contract Devers has, I agree with you. He's the only one making significant money.
The expectations on this team are up. The excitement level is up. How everybody feels about the players on the team, up, with the exception of Devers. I feel like Devers is the one guy that is like pulling it down.
So give me more here yesterday. And this, you're going to hear the translator. So again, you'll hear more questions in English. Devers answers in Spanish. The translator jumps in. And, corrects himself on the fly, which I find to be the oddest thing
doing
in this whole exchange. So here's more.
You said you made it clear to them how you feel. If they say, okay, we understand that, but we'd like you to be the DH, is that, can that work?
First of all, stop.
He's laughing.
He's like giggling. Like the translator's like giggling, like Devers is saying something funny. And I know he's kind of repeating himself and saying the same thing over and over again. So maybe Devers is like, what's wrong with these guys asking the same question?
Maybe it's just like an uncomfortable laugh.
Maybe. Like, but yeah. he's like giggling, which is also adding to the weirdness of it all.
Yeah, like I said, like I've been saying, it's something that I spoke about in private and I'm not going to share here.
The opener is 2 weeks from today. If you are the DH instead of the third baseman in Texas, how will you feel?
Me tengo que sentir bien porque ya es la temporada, no hay otra opinión y tengo que hacer lo que ellos digan. Ellos son los que pagan y ellos tienen la orden.
Yeah, good. At the end of the day, it's not my decision. I don't call the shots around here. So, yeah, I feel good. I'll go out there and do what I need to do.
Okay. So I think some of the corrections in the middle of the answer, and maybe it was in the first one, maybe I misspoke. Maybe it was in his first exchange there where he kind of like caught himself and he's like, I mean, the whole thing was awkward yesterday, strange. And when Devers says I'm going to keep it in private.
He didn't before.
What does that mean?
Yeah, but you were asked a couple of weeks ago, will you move positions? You said no. It was like the biggest story in baseball for a couple of days. And that was the headline and everything else. So that wasn't private. So, yeah, I mean, he's sort of giving you a more politically correct answer, I guess, here. This is more of the I'll do what's best for the team type of answer that maybe many people anticipated a couple of weeks back. He's sort of now, maybe after hearing all the criticism, maybe after further comments, and maybe also knowing that he can't play right now. So, because he's asked about, like, how do you feel about being the DH? That might be out of his control. What if he can't play in the field right away? He's DH'd before, right? Like, coming off of injuries or, like, just sort of give him a break with his nagging shoulder injuries and things like that throughout the year. It wouldn't be his first game ever DH'ing. And so now he's talking about, like, yeah, it's not up to me. Yeah, but the question is, like, how would you feel? You answered it before, truthfully, and maybe he didn't, you know, he got the backlash that he got for being truthful, he's decided to change his answer.
So, to me,
I'm not going
to
share what we talked about here, just because it would make me come off, you know, those are private conversations.
Thank you. So that was in the first exchange. I misspoke there. But he's like, make me come off. I'll keep it to myself.
Too late. Too late how you come off, right? People are not huge fans of you right now. Now, this can all get solved. If he goes out there and hits 6 home runs in April as the DH, people will forget about it. Well, and the team's winning. People will forget about it.
And the backdrop to yesterday in the exchange is that prior to all of this, he took Walker Buehler deep. And so he, like, smoked one off Walker Buehler yesterday.
Nice.
So maybe he's feeling himself a little bit. I have no idea. But you wonder what he's talking about. I'm going to keep some of this to myself. Because you're right, Keith. He didn't keep it to himself earlier. He said, no, I'm not. I'm a third baseman. I'm not a DH. So he didn't keep that to himself. Sean McAdam at Mass Live. Excellent reporting by Sean McAdam.
Who asked at least 2 of those questions that we just heard.
He's been right there in the middle of it. He says, or reports that Rafael Devers was angry enough about his situation this spring, he considered asking for a trade. He said the issue isn't what happened in those private conversations between Devers and the front office. So McAdam doesn't know, but he does say that Devers felt lied to over the offseason because the team consistently told him the rumors about Bregman and Arenado were bogus.
Yikes.
This was after Cora preached about Bregman playing second base and Breslow highlighted his defensive improvements. Some of that was with us, by the way, when we talked to Craig Breslow. The team said they talked to Devers before any moves were made. So he feels lied to. He feels misled, which, look, I think Breslow and Cora and everybody else should have done a better job of keeping Devers in the loop and saying, hey, you know what? We're in on this guy. He's going to be our third baseman. Like, they needed to communicate that better. But at the end of the day, tough. It's professional sports. You're getting your contract either way. Oh, by the way, you suck at third base. This guy's better than you. The team has sucked when you've been at third base. So I know it's not ideal, Rafi. I know we told you before we weren't going to bring in Bregman. We weren't going to bring in Arenado. We thought maybe there wasn't anything to it. Turns out John Henry decided he actually wanted to spend money. We didn't think he would.
We were surprised.
And now he's going to be our third baseman. Sorry if you feel lied to, but that's the situation. You got to deal with it. And what he did is he considered demanding a trade in the offseason.
But,
nice.
I mean, what's the point of lying to him? I don't really get it. So, like, hey, keep him at ease, and we're gonna not sign him. Even though all offseason long,
I think we just answered it.
Why?
They probably didn't believe at the end of the day Henry was going to spend the money.
So maybe it was that. But I feel like everybody else, we talked about Bregman and Arenado all offseason. Those names came up all the time. And there were reporters like Ken Rosenthal being like, Bregman might play second base. Like that name didn't go away. And so it was, unless Devers just had his head in the sand on it, he must have been like, there's something here, guys. There's something here. I just think if Breslow and Cora were lying to him the whole time, it does make sense why he reacted the way that he did.
Sure.
That was more of a message to those guys. And maybe even in the back of his mind, he's like, yeah, I'll DH. I'm making $30 million. I will do that. But I feel like...
F you guys.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Like, why did you guys have to do that? Why did you tell me that you weren't doing that? Because it came across, you know, pretty outrageous for a guy that did want adds to the team. He wanted good players in here. He wanted to compete again. They do that. But if the whole time they're like, don't worry about the Bregman thing, don't worry about the Bregman thing, then they sign Bregman and then he's being asked about it. Yeah, he's probably pissed at Cora and Breslow, or at least the guys that whoever lied to him, he's got to be mad at that.
617-779-7937. I've gotten grief from the Twitch chat before. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Oh, Jones, you trade Devers?
Well, if he's demanding a trade and you can get like Vlad Guerrero back, then yeah, maybe.
I said I would trade Devers exactly in a situation for Vlad Guerrero or something like that.
This team's too good to trade Devers for like prospects. Yeah. Like, that's insane. But if you get like somebody great.
I'm not itching to trade Devers necessarily, but if I can upgrade to Vladdy or something long term like that, hell yeah, I'd think about it. And if that's too strong for you, okay, fine. How about if he demands a trade? How about if he wants out? How about if he's going to be a problem? And McAdam didn't say he demanded a trade. Nope. He said he considered demanding a trade. But, okay, he was that upset and felt that wronged about having to move to DH, where we all think you're going to wind up anyway in future seasons.
Yeah,
if not, you should have already been there last year.
Yeah, for sure.
For God's sakes.
Yeah.
So it's going to help you. And
but it's not
he
great.
Was that upset that he considered demanding a trade. Wow.
But I do wonder about like the trickle down for this. So if this story is going to be well known throughout the team, right? Obviously. So when Tristan Casas, for example, talks to Breslow or Cora and they say, don't worry, we're not trading you, would you say, oh, right? Like what you said to Devers?
Yeah.
So
he might.
I would think so. And like they probably should trade him if they get a good offer and all everything else and if they can't sign him long term. But I just wonder, there's so much like positivity around this team right now. But then with some of these guys, do they trust Cora and Breslow now? Because if you're going to lie to your highest paid player, you'll lie to anybody.
Yep.
So I wonder how, you know, Jaren Duran, like, hey, we're going to get a deal done with you. Or not. Like maybe we're lying. Like, or don't worry, guys, we're not trading you. Or don't worry, we're not going to bring in a replacement for you. Or don't worry. These guys can't trust a word they say now.
I don't have a great answer for why Cora lied to Devers. Other than, you know, he's lied about plenty of things in the past. Maybe he's just a liar. But I don't know why he would lie to Devers. Yeah. He's got a good personal relationship.
And maybe
there.
He didn't. I mean, the story is somewhat vague about...
I would just say...
Could be Breslow.
Breslow, in his mind, might have been telling the truth. Everything we heard is that Breslow did not want to sign Bregman.
True.
Breslow might have been like, yeah, no, you're our third baseman. We don't like how Bregman's aging and all these other models and analytics that they've looked at.
Yeah, it'd be extra Weasley of Cora if it's true.
That's what I mean.
Because it's like he loves Bregman.
That's what
he's referred to him as the perfect player. So, yeah, maybe it's not him. Maybe it is a Breslow
like,
conversation.
Breslow might have been telling the truth the whole time his mind. And Henry and Cora kind of overruled him. That's been the reporting from McAdam and others.
Could you see maybe as simple as this, and we're kind of guessing, but could Devers – see all the different reports that are out there. His agent calls Breslow. Breslow's like, don't worry, we're not signing Bregman. And then that information gets back to him. And then Devers is like, all right, I'm a third baseman. And then like 2 days later, they're like, big signing, Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, he's going to make more money than you for this year.
Yeah, trust me. I get being upset about it, and I get being frustrated about it. I don't get lashing out via the media. I don't get being so mad that I'm going to consider demanding a trade.
I think that was just a public F you to Breslow.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
maybe
how I view it.
Maybe.
That's how I view it now. I didn't at the time. I thought it was a very selfish move at the time. Now I feel like it's just sort of a grudge match against Breslow.
So you guys can jump in. Red Sox on the table with the latest on Rafi Devers. You can jump in on the Pats as well. We got the Friday 4-pack coming your way about 15 minutes from now. Tom is in Vermont. I don't think I like where this is going to go. Go ahead, Tom.
How you doing, guys?
Doing great, Tom.
Hey, listen. Good day. Listen to you guys every day. You guys are the bum diggity. So, listen, anybody think this might be Panda Bear 2.0? And then the other question I got is, if he's unhappy, trade his ass. But What really irks me is you're paying him $300 million, and he can't learn our language.
Okay, so there it is. There it is.
Let me tell you right now.
It's a poor representation from the great state of Vermont there.
Let me tell you right now. If I played professional sports in another country, I could be there 50 years and I wouldn't know the language.
Okay.
I'd be so bad at picking up another language.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think he does understand the language.
No, that is tricky. It's like Sammy Sosa would do this.
I think he chooses not to because maybe it gives him plausible deniability. Mm-hmm. Maybe it gives him a little bit of separation when he's answering questions to say what he wants. And there's an extra filter there, maybe is the way I want to say it. The filter is the translator.
When the Royd guys got called into Congress. So Sammy Sosa did a million interviews in English. And then they're doing the Royd guys at Capitol Hill. And he's like, I don't know. You got to talk to this guy. Sorry, I had to take it off with my interpreter. It's like, Sammy, you know English. We all know that you know English.
I don't think Devers is Sandoval 2.0. I think that's what he was saying.
Yeah, God, no. He's way better than him. I'm not worried about that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about
the bum diggity.
Well, that was nice, at least.
Take it with a grain of salt.
But again, we got to look at what we're actually doing. The one that I'm fearful of being Sandoval 2.0, and it's not body type-wise at all, it's Bregman, where Bregman comes in and we love the big game pedigree and we love that he's a winner and how he's come through in a big spot and he's going to be, you know, a guy who brings winning to the Red Sox. And that's how I felt about Sandoval at the time.
See, I think Bregman's had better consistent regular seasons. Sandoval really was, he was almost like a Robert
Ory. He's not 500 pounds overweight.
No.
So like, I feel better about how Bregman is going to age. But my bigger concern about who's going to be Sandoval is Bregman. Is he the right fit in the market? Does the big game pedigree translate? All those things. I'm less concerned about it with Devers, but I get the body type thing.
I mean, the year before they got Panda, they signed this massive deal. He had 16 home runs and had a 739 OPS.
Yeah, what was Bregman's OPS last year? He had more home runs, but what was his OPS? 760-something?
It was a low, right? But it was 768.
Yeah.
He had 26 dingers. He had 10 more bombs.
But also, you know, Sandoval wasn't exactly ever a home run hitter.
No, he wasn't. It was a weird signing. That was a marketing signing. He also was, Bregman won the Gold Glove. Sandoval would never be considered a Gold Glove candidate.
No. Gold exploding belt is what he
That's
had.
Still amazing that happened.
It was.
I remember watching that.
Was that
live
in his first spring training or the next spring training? No, it was
a regular season game.
Yeah, it was.
Against Toronto?
Was it his second year?
Maybe.
Or was it right when they signed him?
I think it was his second year, where he was
already like a punchline. And already, like,
this fat third baseman's like, oh, his belt popped. It's like, yeah, right. Like, no, for real, though, belt popped.
He was already, you know, in the bathroom in the middle of games, liking ass models on Instagram.
It was 2016.
Okay, so was that his second? That was his second.
Second year. It was the beginning of the season in 2016.
Classic. Yeah. Like, he was already, you know, teetering.
Just like
his belt. He was already teetering, and then year two, that happens?
He played for the Red Sox for 3 seasons, but played 161 games, hit 14 home runs, and hit .237. It was a disaster.
Nice. Joe is in Springfield. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll put money on it that the front office absolutely lied to Devers about it, because they weren't sure the deal was going to get done, and they didn't want his agent to leak it, and they definitely didn't want Devers to start giving interviews like he did after the deal that would potentially blow it up.
Okay, and Joe, not a bad theory, but weren't they already linked to Bregman, and they were already linked to Arenado?
Yeah,
and so
they didn't confirm it. They probably just said they were looking into everything, but we don't have anything new. We'll let you know. You know, they probably just kind of pulled him along like that, because they know Devers is a loose call, gun on them, and they didn't want him to blow up the case. And how Bregman has responded since he's been there, I guarantee you the front office and Cora was coaching him on what might happen when this deal gets announced and how Devers is going to react, and he's threaded the needle perfect.
So I agree he's threaded the needle perfect. I do wonder if all of that is authentic from Bregman. But
see,
that's just my antenna going up a little bit.
I wouldn't give Breslow and Cora credit for that. I think that's just Bregman.
That's true.
I think he's just like a good pro.
Yeah.
I don't think he's like pretending or faking it, and I wouldn't trust those guys to coach him up on that.
So, you know, the buy in the suits and stuff. I know Marcelo Meyer was all fired up about the suits that Bregman bought them.
Loved it, yeah.
And so, you know, maybe it's authentic. Maybe I should give him more benefit of the doubt there.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
How much have you spoken to Alex about where you'll play when the season starts?
Yeah, no, we spoke already, and I'm good to do whatever they want me to do. I'm here to help.
Dile que yo hablé con ellos ya y que.
Yeah. He's already I've already spoken with them about that, and they know where I stand. But I'm just ready to play.
That is the latest audio out of Fort Myers. Rafael Devers,
nothing to see here,
saying he's ready to help.
No problem. Basically. What was everybody all worked up about?
I can tell you the word. No. Yeah. You want a DH?
No.
That's what we were worked up about.
All right.
So that's the first part of this audio. He's here to help. He's had conversations with Cora and management, and he's expressed his desires, and they know what he wants.
Sounds good, right? Sounds positive.
Mm-hmm. Sounds positive, but I'm led to believe there's more audio, Dan Ball. So, Stiz, let's hear the rest of the story.
Do you know what the plan is?
Yeah, no, I spoke with them. I'm not going to share what we talked about here, just because it would make me come off. You know, those are private conversations. So I told them everything of my point of view, how I see things, and they know that.
You said you were willing to do whatever they. You just said you were willing to do whatever they asked you.
Yes, but I spoke with them clearly about what it is that I want.
Okay, can you tell us what it is?
No,
I can't talk about it right now. The GM and the manager know where I stand.
The last time you spoke to us as a group, you said you did not want a DH, you wanted to play third base. Has anything changed about?
Yeah, I spoke with the GM, the folks up there, and I'm not going to share what we talked about here.
Can you say how recently?
Like 2-3 weeks.
Uh-oh.
That's unbelievable. You guys understand what just happened there? I mean, they're asking questions to Rafi, but his translator is giving the answer right away. He's not relaying what they just said to Rafi, and then Rafi's telling him what to say. He's basically answering the questions for Rafi as if he is Rafi.
Yes,
it didn't even sound like there was any further engagement. Yeah.
Point of clarification, this was edited for your convenience.
Okay, well, I'm like, that's insane. This guy's speaking for Rafi. Okay, that makes more sense. All
can
right.
I offer
but
a
there's
super,
still issues there.
Can I offer a super hot take?
No.
No. Why not?
See? What's the issue?
Oh, I'm going to get into my Duolingo here. We were talking about, you know, hey, 41-20 out of Casas. If he hits like he's been hitting recently and stays healthy this year, maybe he does. I don't know if Rafi Devers, if this weirdness keeps up, I don't know. Is he long for the Sox?
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, of course he is.
I mean, I don't know how you get rid of him.
You can't. He's got nowhere else
to
go.
You send Casas to DH and you trade.
He's got a $300 million contract and he doesn't want to play.
And he's not a distraction.
It'll only be $270 next year.
Oh, great.
He's not a distraction. I mean, unless he was a bad apple or he was just being a distraction.
Wait, but he said that. My concern here is I don't want to tell you what we said because it'll make me look bad. He said that, right?
Can we re-rack that?
He said, it'll make me look bad if I tell you what I said.
Yeah, what my conversations were. And I think he's using the reaction to his last comments as the leaping off point for his logic here. So he said he has had discussions with the team. They know where he stands. And then when asked further about it, he said it would make him... Go ahead, Stiz.
I'm not going to share what we talked about here just because it would make me come off. You know, those are private conversations.
He didn't say that. But you don't think that was the last word there?
That was not going to end with something great.
Right, it was poorly,
it's going to make
bad.
Me come off look amazing. Right. No, it was then a negative connotation.
I guess I just don't know. It's the translator. I wouldn't assume, but, you know, I get your point, but I don't know. I can't imagine he's going to be the turd in the punch bowl. And demand that he plays third base?
See, that part I don't know. I don't know how the actual on the field executes, but I think that right there, it will make me look, that's a negative. That's a right. bad word, something. Right. He knows it. And he's probably basing that on us and the reaction we had when he said no the first time, and he knows that didn't sit well with anybody. And he clearly hasn't changed.
But he's also saying that he's going to do whatever the team wants him to do, whatever's best for the team.
So then what's the part that makes him look bad?
He's talking on both sides.
Yeah, he's talking 100%. He's talking
on both sides. I think he maybe, who knows what he said to ownership in closed-door meetings. He may have said, I'm better. Like, who knows? He could have said anything. But
so has it swung a bat this freaking preseason?
Well, he has swung a bat, just not in a game.
It is weird, though, that he's all right. If he's making demands or he's telling them, you know, giving them a hard line and behind the scenes, and you have even hit live batting practice, or you haven't even played with the team yet. You're right. Doing, you know, off the side work. Because your shoulders are still hurt from last year?
And meanwhile, your guy's buying suits for the young kids. It's like you couldn't look worse in comparison to the way...
That's my third baseman right there, baby.
The dichotomy between the two of them of just like, doesn't seem like he's in shape, hasn't gotten back into the games, mixed messages, complaints, etc., versus like the superhero that we need.
It's almost like it's...
The Breg Knight.
It's fictional. Like you have the good guy, the bad guy, the protagonist, the antagonist, the Saint Bregman with the Devil Devers or whatever you want to call him. He could Raphael not handle Devils. This more poorly.
Well, some guy came in there and stole your job.
Oh no!
Hey, have you heard anything?
I am so tired. What's I guess going I should here? Lay down on my bed of $300 million.
You know but what? Wait, no, he didn't. That's the misnomer. If somebody came in here and said, "Listen, Andy, you're going to get the same amount of money and do less work. You're going to move over there." I'd go, I was kind of liking this, but if you tell me to move over there and you're going to keep paying me?
Yeah. Well, maybe because you don't take pride in your work like other people.
You son of a bitch.
It's guaranteed money, too.
Yes.
You're seeing the money.
So it's not that. I think some people that are defending Devers do that. They're like, what would you do if somebody tried to take your job? You're just going to lay down?
They pay you for this?
No. they want to keep paying him. They want him to do less work. And I continue to argue he's going to be a better, more popular player if he's a full-time DH. He will put up better numbers. He will be more successful. He will be more beloved by the fans, by teammates, by Cora, by everybody. And yet, the latest audio seems to indicate he hasn't really changed his tune.
It's true, but I'm just confused, though, because his tonality, the way he answers questions, like he's no, but he's like saying it in a happy
playfully.
Manner. And then the translator kind of saying it, but not saying it. I don't know exactly where he stands on this. And I can't predict how this is going to look the rest of the season because I don't know how mad or pissed off he is because he doesn't sound mad.
Right. And is he going to, like, we come from a football world, holdouts are a thing. Is he going to hold out? Is he, like, are we going to see a game and
be
like, where's Devers? And they're like,
fine. He's done it already.
He's kind of been holding out already. He's taken himself out of lineups
hold
already.
Hold in. That's what they call it. Yeah, so when you're in there, it's a hold in.
Hold in.
Oh, boy. He's hold in the team hostage.
Yeah.
The buzz was building for the Red Sox, I don't know what to make of this.
He's scheduled to play, what, Saturday?
It was supposed to
be last week, then Tuesday, then Wednesday.
Right.
Now it's weekend.
So if he doesn't play Saturday, then hit the alarm bells.
Yeah, you know what?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ravi Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, I talked to
why,
him today.
Why the delay?
Crochet, Bueller. So he's going to face those guys. I think Crochet's on the backfields today, if I'm not mistaken, or tomorrow. And Bueller would pitch on the backfield on Thursday. So he'll face those guys, and he'll start Saturday.
Bad day yesterday for the Boston Red Sox.
What is going on with these guys?
Devers pushed back again. Who could have possibly shocked seeing that coming? Brian Bayo, Lucas Giolito hurt. That's on the heels of Cutter Crawford being hurt.
What do you think Rafael Devers has done since October? So when the season came to an end, we haven't seen him in five, six months.
A lot of glasses of chocolate milk.
Just hanging out.
Just a lot having of a milk. Chocolate milk. Yeah.
He didn't seem to be ready to go.
No?
No, he did not. Now, he was pretty adamant that he was a third baseman.
Yeah.
Hasn't been able to get out there just yet.
No.
So it's like, you're not even going to lose the job. Like, you're just not going to be available for the job. Like, what a mess.
I enjoyed.
Only a couple years left on this deal, too. Just a couple left.
I enjoyed. And you can still talk Patriots free agency at 617-779-7937. We'll get to Brad Marchand, another marathon press conference yesterday.
Wow.
And the Bruins, oddly,
hot.
Better without him.
Oh, they're a wagon.
In these two games without Brad Marchand, Tampa and Florida, they whoop up on.
Two good teams. So playoffs not dead.
No, it's not.
Duck boats.
So we'll get to that coming up. I enjoyed McAdams. Did you hear McAdams? I'm pretty sure that's who this was in this clip. Listen to his reaction again with Cora when Cora's like, Devers won't be out there till Saturday.
Rafi, Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
He's like,
Saturday? Like this Saturday?
He was supposed to be back 2 weeks ago.
Today's Tuesday. Yesterday was Tuesday. Today's Tuesday.
He was supposed to be back 2 weeks ago. Then it got moved to Tuesday, Wednesday, meaning Saturday. Yesterday and today.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday.
So
Devers continues to get moved back. And
I think what they honestly need to do, scrap the timetable. It's never helped. The Red Sox are the worst at timetables.
Yep.
Remember, I think this is years ago, but it was like, Daisuke Matsuzaka is like probably going to be, he's like week to week. Tommy John. Like, wait, what? Right. Like, right. For the season. Even, you're like, you was week to week a second ago.
Even Cassis last year. Wasn't Cassis supposed to be back quick? And then it's out forever. Like, it just took forever.
The timetables, I know we all ask for them, but it doesn't mean you have to give them to us, right? Like, they're just wrong all the time. If they were more accurate with them, then fine. But so you said last Tuesday or Wednesday, then this Tuesday or Wednesday, and now Saturday?
That's why you said last Tuesday or Wednesday, which is a red flag to me. It's like, pick a day.
Yeah, you don't know which one?
Right. Get a day.
We'll see. We'll see how those swings go.
I guess they've at least graduated to a day, which what day is it again, McAdam? What day is it going to be?
Saturday.
Thank you. That's what it'll be.
Well, I mean, they did pick a day Wednesday, but that's still wrong.
Do you think it'll be Saturday?
No.
I do not either.
Saturday?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know when we're going to see Ralphie Devers, to quote Wiggy.
So what's worse for the team? Devers and this weird thing where he's pushed back and like protesting, it seems, getting on the field. Or is it Bayo and Giolito both hurt? Bayo will not start the year on time. Giolito gets on the field and rips a hammy yesterday. Cutter Crawford already out. So we were talking about a six-man rotation.
They have a three-man rotation.
We're going to get Cooper Criswell.
They have the two new guys. Yeah, Cooper Criswell's like, hell yeah.
Cooper Criswell and Dick Fitz.
Starts all over the place for Cooper Criswell.
And why am I blanking on the other name they might get in there? Oh, Quinn Priester.
Priester.
Those guys are going to be, some of those guys are going to be in your rotation based on the way they're dropping like flies.
Crochet, Bueller, Hauk.
Good.
Good,
nice.
Good, good.
Nice.
Then, hopefully a couple of days off. Then you go Crochet, Bueller, Hauk. You run right back again. Six-man rotation, just those guys twice each. Yeah, that's not ideal. No, the Giolito thing bumps me out. So Giolito, last year they signed him. I was never wild about him. I was like, all right, but he is.
Yeah, but now you're trying to line him up on the Dork podcast, and now you're a fan.
I didn't realize who his family was and how tied in to Hollywood, Hollywood television.
Now you're in.
But not only that, like he's pretty average, right? Like, he's not a bad – he's a major league starting pitcher.
I believe he was the worst pitcher in baseball in, like, 2019.
Jesus, Nick. I'm trying to talk the guy up
a little
bit.
He's trying to get him on the Dork podcast.
This is
Nick,
not
God's
helping.
Sorry, I'll leave this out.
I want to ask him about his uncle, his grandfather, his mom. They're all, like, actors.
He's actually the worst pitcher in baseball, Keith.
Shut up. I had him in fantasy for a couple of those years where he was all right.
It was 2018. He led the league and earned runs. 118.
Jesus. He led the league in walks that year. No, but then he had three decent years.
Yeah.
19, 20, 21. He was decent. Now he's like,
in a few years.
The rich rules.
Don't look at 23.
That's a great point. I'm just assembling the all 2021
team. Don't look at the 41 home runs he gave up in 2023.
He gave up a few gopher balls in 23, but he played for a lot of different teams. He wasn't used to the weather, the uniforms, or the stadiums.
Yeah, being on three teams is not a red flag at all. But so in like 20 years, he's going to be a good random baseball player.
41 bombs in 13.
In 20 years, he's going to be a good random baseball player. Cy Young votes in three straight years.
So he averaged more home runs. He gave up more home runs than he had starts. But put that to the side. He is, for his career, a 4.43 ERA. So to my point, he's at least...
he's a good big league
He's
pitcher.
Better than
good.
Cooper Criswell. He's better than Quinn Priester, at least to this point. And so last year, he gets hurt around this time, and we never saw him. So it's just a waste. You just sunk money, and you never even had him. And then you had to see all those AAA, quadruple-A pitchers for so long. So I was hoping you could at least pencil him in as your number four starter, which is probably at this stage of his career what he should be. They're not asking him to be the ace or even the second or third guy. But for him to have this long layoff and then come out there and, like, immediately get hurt.
Not
like,
good.
Right, forget it.
Not good.
Forget it, dude.
So text line, 617-779-7937. Are you guys ready to retract your take on how many games the Red Sox will
did
win?
Did we put a win total on
there? I was just going to say that. I don't think we did, but as annoying.
I was probably 90.
I was going to say, as annoying as the Red Sox injuries are, the Yankees are getting it way worse. Gerrit Cole, Tommy John. Giancarlo Stanton may never play again, it seems like. Luis Gil not ready to go, so... I don't know. I mean,
and they're thin anyway. Like, they are they're Cole and Judge and Fried. Like, they don't have a ton of guys.
Orioles, Grayson Rodriguez is hurt. I thought Gunnar Henderson was dealing with something for the Orioles. So, like, the Red Sox are far from alone. I think they can win the division still, even with all these things.
Yeah, I do too. And, like, the Devers thing,
I'd still bet on him playing 130 games or whatever. Like, I think he's going to be fine.
Devers going to be out there. What sort of attitude is Ralphie going to have? That I don't know.
Maybe poor, but he's... Get him in the lineup, let him hit a little bit, he'll be all right.
He'll be out there.
Yeah. Did you see this story?
Can't say the same for the rotation.
Somebody was texting about Bregman bought all the like the young guys' suits.
Oh,
like
I did
Marcelo
not see that.
Marcelo Mayer and like Roman Anthony like suits. Hmm. And they all loved it. They were like, this is my first suit I've ever owned. And like they were all super into it. Meanwhile, you have Cassis being like, yeah, they shouldn't be up here. We have men up here. It's like, okay. Okay.
That's a good point.
We're going to change gears real quick here, though, because Alex Cora did a little talking today at spring training. And he talked about the batting order. Not the full thing. Not nine deep.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. We're going to go five deep here for the Celtics, the Red Sox so batting
top of the order.
Top of the order.
All right, kids, top of the order here.
The one we all like to watch. It's like, oh, what's your top of your order? That's where you judge teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, leadoff, no surprise, Jaron Duran. The
ready
two hole.
Ready for a season and a half, I'm telling you. Top five MVP candidate.
Now you can tell right here it's a projected order because in the two hole, Rafael Devers. Who's that?
Who?
Who? What? Is this somebody who's going to play in games and be available for the team in games, or is he just going to hit on the backfield somewhere?
Sunday became Tuesday, which was supposed to be Wednesday, and now it's going to be the weekend again.
It's like when my wife asked me to do something. Oh, I'll do it Saturday.
I'll get to it Saturday.
Actually, I'll get to two. Next Saturday. I meant the week from
Saturday.
Got
the morning off on Tuesday, honey.
Third spot. Teddy will like this.
Yep.
Third spot.
Bregman.
First inning. Alex Bregman. Every game, baby.
The saint. He walks on water and delivers in the clutch.
The four spot, your cleanup hitter for the Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. A guy who's going to hit 40 home runs with 120 RBI. That's what the position entails in
Tristan
Boston. Tristan Casas.
Tristan. Wow.
And then your five hitter at shortstop for now. Trevor Story, he's healthy.
What do you have, a sore upper back yesterday?
I know. It was a bad. I don't like that. Even though it's minor, it's a little bit like the Porzingis thing. He's got too much of a history. But that's your top of the order. Duran, Devers, Bregman, Casas, Story.
I'll put that against anyone else's top five.
It looks pretty good on paper to me.
Really good. It does, even though you're reading it off a phone. Absolutely.
Plus, I'm also reading it when I have doubts about like three of them. But I'm saying if they actually get out there on the field and play games for them.
What do we make, Ted? What did you make of, here we've all been pumping the tires of the Sox, talking about, oh, man, well, Gerrit Cole going down. I don't want to, wish bad karma on the Sox, but, boy, you hate to see that. They're taking a step back as it is, and now the Sox look even better. Next thing you know, it's like, well, Devers isn't back yet, and Giolito leaves the game after an inning with a hamstring.
Oh,
you got
Cutter Crawford. He's got a sore knee that he's still nursing from last year.
Don't love that.
Willier Abreu. He has yet to see any pitching because he's working his way back from being sick. Okay. Matsuzaka Yoshida has yet to play in the field because he's still recovering from a shoulder surgery. Rafi has yet to play because he's nursing two shoulders. It's unbelievable. What do these guys do in the offseason? Do they do anything in the offseason, or they just show up for spring training, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, let's start playing. Oh, you know what? I'm still sore from last year. It's amazing to me how many guys are working on injuries from last year.
So you can speak to this probably better than anyone else in the room because you're the professional athlete.
We say that a lot.
Well, we kind of have to.
It's true.
Like, it's qualifying. Like, one of us is a doctor. One of us is a college professor.
One of us signed a football during the last break.
One of us used to.
Actually, all three of us did.
Knock the crap out of people for a living and not care about it. So, when you're coming back from one injury and you rehab so hard, what are the chances that, in the compensation for this injury, then you end up like, oh, my calf was bad over here, but then I got Achilles tendinosis over here, or this foot hurt, now this shoulder hurts, you know what I mean?
Giolito might be going through some of that, right?
Yep.
I mean, it happens all the time, Fitzy. So, guys start, they want to get back so bad. They try a lot of times. Guys try different things. You'll try some kind of extreme training, or you'll go to someone, or you push it too hard. And, I've done that before where I thought Bills wants to cut me, so I better,
Bill woke up wanting to cut you for about five straight years.
You know what's crazy? And he never did. How about that?
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Because he couldn't live without you.
That's kind of what I concluded at the end of the day. But so you try things that maybe, you push it, and all of a sudden you get another injury. Or like you said, a lot of times if you have a bad knee, you compensate. And then all of a sudden the pain goes up into your back.
then all of a sudden you have not only knee problems, but you have back problems.
Yeah.
And, it just goes on and on.
I remember
so, yes.
having an issue with my back when I hurt my foot, but next thing you know, one thing gets out of alignment and... God, now is the time for the Red Sox to head all of this off at the pass because soon the slog, the eternal slog of 162 begins.
And I got to be honest, I'm always nervous when the Red Sox get off to rough starts in the pre-tainable. I mean, they got about a 500 record, I think, in the spring ball, maybe two games over. But injuries start to add up. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about the 2012 season, you think about the 2018 season, both times they came out of those spring trainings really good. They had really good mm-hmm. spring trainings. And so it set the kind of tempo for the rest of the season, right? And so I just worry about, you know, this hasn't been a disastrous spring season, training.
Crochet looks great.
But the young guys haven't been playing all that great. You got the injuries. Devers has yet to see the field.
How about Bayo? Bayo is probably going to start the season on the IL now as well.
We had six pitchers, I thought, you know, 2 weeks ago.
Nope, now you got four.
Okay, I was going to say three, but yeah.
Great, now we got to trade for one.
And so I'm always worried about omens and just bad karma and getting off to – this feels like this team sometimes historically when it gets off to rough starts with injuries or setbacks early in the season – they're never able to overcome it later in the season.
I'll leave you with this. I was a little surprised because we can be a buzzkill. We can talk about ifs being 50-50 and all that.
We?
But I go to the John Henry-owned Boston Globe this morning, mm-hmm. and I read this in a Red Sox column. This sentence surprised me. That the Red Sox will be a more competitive team this season isn't a given. And I was like, wow, that's in the Globe?
Who wrote that? Is Ben Volen writing Red Sox articles now?
It does have a Volen feel to it, but it wasn't, and my Wi-Fi's down, so I can't click on the link that I had to tell you who wrote it.
Alex Speer.
I don't think it was Alex Speer, because there was no numbers in that sentence. There would be stats to back that up.
Oh, come on.
But the Red Sox, yeah, the buzz has taken a little bit of a nosedive
here. It's tapered.
Injuries, Devers, there's questions. We'll get into that later in the week.
Are you talking about the concerns that they have?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Right.
There's a long list of them.
There's a rotational depth. You know, oh, yeah. Brian Bayo, not ready to start the season. Mm-hmm. The closer, Liam Hendricks, he's pitched poorly.
Terrible.
He's been away for the last two years, hasn't been playing. He's 36 years old. Second base, Bregman, he hasn't played at all at second base, 41 innings at third base. And Christian Campbell and Vaughn Grisham have been competing for the job, but neither of them have been that good.
Nope.
At the plate. So,
and what if Story gets dinged up? Who plays shortstop? Hamilton, Bregman,
Marcelo Meyer.
Oh, this could be his chance to break.
He filled in yesterday.
He might be. Watch. We'll do all this talking of all the other guys, and you know, blowing up their Macy's Thanksgiving parade balloons. But in fact, Meyer and the kids will be the story at the end of the day.
Everybody's going to talk about protecting Rafi, splitting up the lefties, and all that. If I can say the top three right now, you know, it's most likely we go Jaron, Rafi, Alex, in that order.
What do you like about Bregman third?
Probably splitting up Rafi and Casas, if we go that route. I think those two at-bats in a row, Alex and Casas, it gives us a different dimension. We can let the big boys just do their thing, be aggressive, and solve the problem early on, and then all of a sudden we can slow it down, which is something we haven't been able to do in a while.
Let's keep going. Trevor, fifth.
As of now, yeah, I think that, yeah, we can go those top five.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. After that, I'm done.
Most of the lineup there from Alex Cora. Duran.
Ready to go.
Ralphie.
Is you sure Ralphie's ready?
Bregman. Yeah, well, this is assuming everybody's out there and ready to go eventually. I'm sure Devers will eventually get it. It'll totally be Saturday, Keith.
Got it. So it'll be Duran, Ralphie, Bregman, Casas, yeah. And Trevor Story, which they'll totally be out there too.
How many games will those five guys all be in the lineup for?
Yeah, over, under 1 week, I'll take the under. How do you feel about that lineup?
I think it's good. Like, it's great, actually, on paper. It's just a matter of...
I'd still flip Bregman and Devers, but that's a minor complaint.
I feel like Duran and Bregman will play a lot of games. I have my doubts on the other three, but we'll see.
So for more on all of this, joining us from Red Sox Spring Training, Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. You can check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone, free, easy. You won't miss a thing. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com. By the E.L. Harvey Companies, including Nauset Disposal and Miga Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers, and by Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients. Rob Bradford, what's up?
McFarland, my friends, it was great to see Scott Jr., Scott Sr., all down in Fort Myers. I appreciate the McFarland, yelling McFarland. And also, I appreciate you guys for having such a great, great, what is it, the best uniforms?
Yes.
I thought you were going to do best match. I think, well, first of all, let's get the meat and potatoes of my conversation last week, which is mascots. Yeah, when you said Ralphie, I felt like when you said Ralphie, this is where my mind's going. I'm bizarrely consumed by mascots this in the last few weeks.
Yeah, we found out. Yeah.
Yes. I may have not been threatened a lawsuit by a parrot. I don't know. But wasn't Ralphie like the Expos mascot or something? I feel like Ralphie.
No.
Who's Ralph?
Yuppie?
No, Ralphie's the Colorado Buffalo.
I went to my share of Expos games growing
up. Yuppie.
Yeah.
The big orange guy. So
yeah.
Jones like
yeah,
him.
Yuppie.
Yeah. That's there. You go. That's the okay. Yuppie. Yeah. But in terms of uniform, speaking of the Expos, if you see an Expos uniform in the stands, you're immediately like, boom, there
it's
it
sharp,
is.
I mean, real
that,
sharp.
Mm-hmm. That is. Oh, it's great. Great. Speaking of uniforms. Great debate on the broadcast last night. Not really a debate. It was more Will Fleming trying to make fun of me and me pushing back. Of where do you guys land in wearing the same hat every day? Like, is there a problem with me wearing the same hat every day?
No.
Is that an issue?
No. Not at all.
No.
You got
no,
a hat that you exactly. like, you wear that hat. That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, you're Trot Nixon. I get it. You're a dirt dog.
It's not underwear. Yeah. It's not like a t-shirt.
You.
Like, yeah.
You and I are simpatico. You took the words literally out of my mouth. It's not underwear. It's not. Put it on the t-shirt.
Yeah. It's not socks. You're good. Now, again, as somebody who has worn the same hat like into the ground, like you can go back in some, like, especially like high school, college, there's a hat that's just like hanging on by a thread. Like at some point, you need to get a new one. But as long as the hat looks somewhat decent, you can wear that as long as you want.
Well, I told the story on the broadcast how I had my USA hat, which is probably along those lines. I've worn it into the ground, and I was giving Marcelo Meyer.
I think you're going to see. I think you're going to see that coming up in one of the regions, Rob Bradford.
Team USA,
USA baseball.
Well, then my instincts were keen. I was giving Marcelo Meyer crap about something, and he fired back and said, "Nice hat, you know, or something." Like, when? How old is that hat? Burn. So immediately I'm like, "Well, I got to fix this." So I go get a hat. And try getting a hat that's not – you can't show up to work wearing a team hat, right? And they didn't have USA. I wasn't going to go get a Puerto Rico hat. I mean, because I'm from USA. I'm not from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And so
you're allowed to wear a Puerto Rico hat, Rob.
I know, but right. still, like, I'm
I don't play for the Red Sox, but I'll wear a Red Sox hat.
Trump's America.
But that's the point. I can't wear a Red Sox hat. I can't wear any – So I had to get generic.
Like, I know what you need.
Rob Lowe.
Yeah, Rob Lowe. Yeah, exactly.
Rob Lowe.
MLB? Rob Lowe. Right. MLB hat. MLB.
Nice. I love all the teams.
Unfortunately, Lids did not have that hat. All they had was a Jumpman hat.
I love Jumpman hat.
Yeah, just a Jumpman. So, yeah, so you can probably see it in the viral video of me trying to put on my sunglasses early in spring training. But that is the hat that I'm wearing into the ground, the Jumpman hat.
Have you seen the new hats that they're putting
out that
says the city name, and then it has the logo in front. So it's like
– I think they've discontinued them.
I hope so.
I think they have, yeah.
Because of the Texas one?
Yeah. Can we say this on the air? Tatas?
Yeah,
we can say that.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
The Boston one says Boban, like the basketball player.
Nice.
These are the worst idea hats of all time because they take the regular logo, like the B, and they put it in the middle of the name of the city. So then it changes the word for all of these. It's outrageous. I don't know who approved these. Probably the same guy that made the jerseys last year with the tiny letters.
Right.
Same guy.
Yeah. Are they see-through? You know, like the uniforms?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they are.
You know, one rule of thumb when it comes to hats, don't get too convoluted. Like, don't have a lot going on with a hat.
Agreed.
Like, you don't want to do that. Like, absolutely. I think we solved a lot of the world's problems in the last 5 minutes. I appreciate you guys.
Okay, good stuff.
That'll do it for Bradford today.
are we actually going to see Devers on Saturday? Should we actually believe we're going to see Devers out there?
So I'm sitting in the broadcast booth right now because I like to simulate what it's like to broadcast a big league ball game. Right now, there's sprinklers on the field at JetBlue Park, but in about an hour or hour and a half, they're going to be having a simulated game with Garrett Crochet pitching, and Rafael Devers is hitting in that game.
Ooh.
So that is step one. As you said, Saturday maybe is the actual step two. I've asked this. I think it was the last day we talked. I asked Alex Cora this. I say, okay, well, why, if he doesn't feel comfortable at the plate, isn't that what spring training's for? To feel comfortable at the plate and against real live pitchers? And for some reason, he wanted to hit in the backfield. But I go in the backfield and I see him playing and working out and hitting. Not like he's not around or refuses to come to the park and he's playing today. But, you know, we only have a week and a half left. And by the time he plays, it's going to be a week. The one thing we do know is that he's not playing third base. I mean, I feel pretty confident that I was sort of – I'm wrong about a lot of things, but I was right about that.
One of the other questions going into spring training was the rotation, and there was talks about a month ago about, maybe a six-man rotation. Well, that's not happening. So Lucas Giolito gets hurt in his first start. Brian Bello's already been announced that he won't be ready for the start of the season. So after the first, I guess, three guys, what does the rotation even look like to start the year?
Yeah, what happened to the embarrassment of riches, the eight-man rotation? And I think, well, you have Crochet, Buehler, Hauk. Okay, there you go. I think that Bello is probably going to be middle of April. I don't think that's a thing where it's going to be like, oh my goodness, you're getting into June, it's going to be a problem. So he's going to be coming back. Giolito, he's going to throw, but these hamstring things, they can set you back a little bit. That's discouraging for him, certainly. So I think what you're going to get is you're going to get the Richard Fitz, you're going to get the Quinn Priesters, you're going to maybe get the Cooper Criswells, and maybe Michael Fulmer. And these guys, that's why they got these guys. I mean, you didn't expect to need them so early, but and you didn't expect to like go down this road, which you went through last year. Remember that we were talking, Cooper Criswell made the rotation last year. And there wasn't really anyone hurt. So it was at least they're deeper than they were. I think Fitz and Priester can be pretty good, but this is not how they drew it up, right?
Right. You mentioned before you think Devers is out of shape. We asked you, is he in shape? You said no. Twitch chat has a good theory. You think they're are they just hiding him? Are they hiding Devers and how out of shape he is?
Well, they're not hiding him because
they're hiding him in games. They might not be hiding him from you and the select beat writer, but they're hiding him from the fan base. Right. We can't see him.
You know, hiding a player was last year Vaughn Grissom. Like, we could not see this guy play outside at all. It was bizarre. This isn't really hiding Devers because, you know, I can walk in the backfield right now and take a video of him, and he's hitting and fielding. And there's the public is out there. And, yeah, it's not on Nesson. It's not in JetBlue Park. So I don't really think that's the case because we all see him. I think they're just being really – they're being deferential to him when it comes to how he wants to get ready for the season. All I know is this, the meat and potatoes of this whole conversation is, yes, he's probably going to be ready for Texas on opening day, and yes, he's not going to be playing third base in that day. And we're all going to see, guys, we're going to see him play in a major league game one way or the other in about a week and a half. And so, you can hide him or have this theory of hiding him all you want. No, he's going to be out in front of my eyes in an hour and a half. And I'll tell you what, I'll take a video. I'll send it to you guys.
That'd be great.
There you go. You'll see what we're talking about.
I want to see it. Yeah.
Speaking of opening day, let's say it's the ninth inning and they're up by one. Who's coming in for the save?
Ooh, I think they're going to give – right now, I think they're going to give Hendricks the first chance. But he has not looked good.
Can I just jump in just to illustrate how not good he's been? Because I was just looking these up. I didn't realize Keith was going to ask this.
Not
four
good.
Innings pitched. He's given up 11 hits, two home runs, 13.5 ERA. I know it's spring training, but that's bad.
Yeah, this isn't remember, this is an old man reference, but remember Keith Falk when he was first acquired? And sure. And Keith Falk had the most horrific spring training of all time. And they were really, really nervous. They had signed this guy. And then all of a sudden, boom, there you go. He catches on fire. This is different, man. Like this is a case where a guy's coming off an entire year and a half of not pitching. He's up there in age a little bit. So you don't know if he's going to bounce back exactly like he was before. You don't know, have answers to any of this. So I think that in my mind, before you put him as closer for this team that is positioned to compete, that you better make sure that he can close. In my mind, you ease into him, see if he actually can get out to the regular season, and then go from there because you have other options. I gave you the option that I think they should do. Like, they keep saying that Garrett Whitlock's going to be a multi-inning guy. I watched the guy pitch last night. That's your best closer, that guy right there. So, but right now, I think we're going to have to see how this plays out over the next week and a half and then go from there.
Okay. Bradfoe, you've been beating that drum. We'll pay closer attention to it. Bradfoe, every Thursday here on Jones and Keefe from spring training, it is not Ralphie, it is Yuppie, the Expos mascot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Keep voting in the Jones and Keefe bracket, Bradfoe. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, and the last thing about hats is that the all-time spring training hat image, you guys remember Jake Berger?
I'm aware of him. I wouldn't say I really remember him. Yeah, from like the White Sox.
He's a bald guy. Yeah. And there was one spring training, a couple spring trainings ago, the Major League Baseball, and the infinite wisdom had the mesh trucker hats. And so he had what it looked like the Tropicana dome on the top of his head, like the sunburn.
Like a sunburn. That's like, tough. Classic. Yeah.
Yeah. MLB just, you know. No wonder they're going to have a lockout in 2 years. They can get out of their own way.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Thanks, Bradfoe.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, I'll see you. All right.
Okay. I've said before, when my hair goes, because it's going.
Yeah, it's on its way out.
I'm just going to be a bald guy. I'm going to be a bald. That's what
bald?
I'm going to do. I'm going to
embrace it.
I'm going to embrace my inner bald.
I think you bring back the toupee. Not enough people are going toupee. I feel like with all these hair restorations, which work out great. I feel like not enough people are going toupee.
No, it's one guy we used to work with. But not enough.
But, I don't like this.
I don't like this thing. But that's
just
a
different
real,
wigs?
That's a real consideration. Every time I go out now, I got a suntan lotion on the head. I never even thought about a trucker hat. I don't like that.
No, yeah, you need like a
that's guitar. How I realized I was losing it, was one day up in New Hampshire on vacation.
This hurts.
Trucker hat? Like, I know, like, my just laid my head in the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Got out of the shower and then combed it, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Ouch.
That's when I realized, I'm like, okay, we're thinning up there.
Oh, not boy. Covering enough
well, I could,
real estate there.
We should get some of these MLB, what were they calling these?
These hats were insane.
Yeah, what
they
are
the dumbest hats.
So I forget what they were called. They had a name for them. They were like front row or something like that, where they would like take out the logo, but then behind it they would have the full word. So again, Tatos for Texas. Okay, the Angels. I'm going to spell this one out, Keith.
Okay.
A-N-A-E-L-S.
I know. Great one. Great one.
How about this one? I didn't realize this one. The Astros are A-S-H-O-S.
Yeah, there's like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
What are you doing?
The Red Sox is just the Bobons. It's just harmless. It's harmless Bobon. Fun.
Yeah, I
harmless
like Bobon. Fun.
The other ones
not just
are
the ultimate jock Bobon.
No, he's not.
No, he's in so many things.
Guy's really good in a lot of films.
Yeah.
Commercials.
John Wick. Yeah.
It's in John Wick.
Fighting, guy's all over the place.
John Wick, for God's sake.
So, yeah, very questionable decision.
Yeah, that's a tough hat.
We should have put those in the bracket. That's what we should have put in there.
But you think they stopped selling them, so now they're going to be like classics if you got one?
Yeah, I think just Googling it, I think people...
They pulled the plug?
People on Reddit are like, some people have ordered them and gotten their hands on them, and I'm sure they're going to be...
I saw a lady tweeted out, she's like, I got it. It was a Texas one. She's like, I got it.
That had to have been the best-selling one, right?
Texas? Oh. I don't know, the Angels one maybe, too.
I'm more of a Texas guy, I think, personally. That's just me. 617.
They're still on MLB Shop. The Dodgers one's there anyway.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, no,
oh,
some of them
the
are
thing,
there.
Is they, yeah. They're probably like, we got to rethink all of this.
St. Patrick's weekend is here, and Curtis, new notice from Ed Flynn just coming out this morning. Inside voices only at the parade on Sunday. So keep the volume level low if you could. So that those in South Boston who want to sleep during the parade can sleep. But weather looks great. Curtis, in mid-60s Sunday, Curtis? Oh, like great. 65, 66 degrees? Is that right?
It's going to be mid-60s. It'll be breezy. It'll feel like the 50s. Absolute perfect day to sit on your butt and do nothing and don't even have fun. No smiles.
All right. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you. Shime, let's get right to this.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Mondino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Rafael Devers. He spoke to media yesterday through his interpreter and was asked about finally getting into spring training games and where he would be playing this season, if he would be open to playing something other than third base, like DH. Here is Rafael Devers.
How much have you spoken to Alex about where you'll play when the season starts?
Yeah, no, we spoke already. And I'm good to do whatever they want me to do. I'm here to help.
Dile que yo hable con ellos ya y que
dile eso. He's already I've already spoken with them about that, and they know where I stand. But I'm just ready to play.
Do you know what the plan is? Is there?
Yeah, no. I spoke with them. I'm not going to share what we talked about here, just because it would make me come off. You know, those are private conversations. I told them everything of my point of view, how I see things, and they know that.
It would make me come off like a dink, like it did last time. So I'm not going to say it. Has this been a Ralphie, as Wiggy would call him, Holden, like his reluctance to actually play in a game so far this season? Is that a little bit of a tantrum?
I don't know, because they're trying to make you feel like it is the shoulder injury that he's dealing with. But it is interesting when he's asked about the plan, like, oh, they know the plan, but it'll make me come off as a little bit, and then stops. Is the plan?
The plan should be for him to DH,
right? That should be
on opening day.
But if that's the plan, it doesn't make him come off as anything, right?
I wonder if he has seen Bregman play,
right,
and he understands now what his role should be.
Right, but doesn't if the plan is him to play DH, it doesn't make him come off in any way, correct?
No, I think if he told you what he said to them, he feels like he would come off in a bad way.
See, that's why I almost feel like the plan in his mind is, oh, I'm going to start the season there, because if I tell you that...
Start my season where?
At third base.
Wiggy, what are you talking? That's what you got from that?
Did you not hear that? He said...
You think he's happy about... He's starting the season at third base, and that's how he would sound.
No. They asked him, do you know what the plan is? And he said, yes, we know what the plan is, but if I say something, I'm going to come off and then stop. So if the plan is to have him at DH...
That should be the plan.
Right, but it should be. But I'm saying he already knows the plan. If that is the plan, it doesn't make him look bad. It makes him look good because he's willing to move. If he says it's going to make me come off in a certain way, doesn't that make it seem like he's forcing his way to at least start the season at third base?
No, he said what he wanted to say to the people in power with the Red Sox. They know how he feels, and he doesn't want to share that because that won't make him look good to the public.
He basically told them he deserves third base. He wants it. And they probably said, we'll take that into consideration. And come opening day in a couple weeks, he is going to be your DH, I hope. So I think the fact that he said he's willing to do whatever the Red Sox want him to do is a good thing. They've reached a point where he understands, I think. What's next?
Everybody, Sean, close to the team believes that Rafael Devers is unhappy because he's not playing third.
Yeah. Did you feel like he was somewhat conciliatory though in the way he said it yesterday?
I mean, I think it's you're in the bargaining phase where you're working on accepting the reality that is presented to you.
Yeah.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.